Great Whitley Church in Worcestershire is one of Britain's finest Baroque churches and the rather unlikely birthplace of the tale of the ugly yellow handbag.
The church roof needs repairing, and of course it costs thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds, so we've been doing all sorts of things to try and raise this money.
Jill Hammond runs the Great Whitley Tea Rooms. One Sunday back in March, she was having lunch with her dad and his dear friend June,
who is 89. She said, "I've got a bag that I've just bought. I've taken it home. I'm not getting on with it, dear. Would you like it to raise money for your church?" And I said, "Yes, of course. I'd love it. Thank you very much, June," I said.
So June gave you the bag. What was your reaction when you saw it?
My first thought was, no one's going to want this bag at all. It's yellow, but it's not lemon, and it's not bright yellow. It's not sunshine yellow. I mean, there are so many lovely yellows it could have been. This is more like mustard when it's been left out in the sunshine and has got that horrible film over it.
So no wonder Jill couldn't inflict this item on the church raffle. Instead, she put it on eBay to try and raise money for the church roof. It went on for just £3.50.
Describing it as a bag with no redeeming features, and said that the best thing about it were the two silica gel pouches which were still inside it.
"It's quite possibly the worst, the most ugly bag I've ever seen in my life."
This bizarre listing then caught the attention of Jill's local radio station. Here's BBC Hereford and Worcester's Malcolm Boyden.
"Dear. It's got a purse incorporated into the top bit of the handbag, and you pull out a little flap and the purse goes on forever."
And listening closely to all of this was local farmer Richard McCallion.
"I was in my tractor, I was planting some spring barley at the time when I heard it on the radio. And unfortunately, I won it in the online bid for £26.
For the last time..."
His wife Gemma wasn't exactly impressed.
"Oh, it's hideous. It's horrible yellow. I put it straight back onto eBay to raise money for my cloth nappy library. I sold it for £24.
The ugly yellow handbag then went to Norway, sold to raise £94 for a neonatal unit. It then arrived in Newcastle.
I had a parcel arrive at my door about a week ago, and it was the ugly yellow handbag. It had been tracked down by my friends and sent to me.
37-year-old Natalie Hunter is a mum of four, and just 2 months ago was diagnosed with advanced bladder cancer.
From being reasonably healthy and having a good future, I suddenly had none. So it's quite a bombshell.
Which makes it seem sort of rather trivial to be talking about the ugly yellow handbag. But when it arrived, all packaged up for you and you unwrapped it, what was your reaction when you first saw it?
Actually, I cried because I knew there'd been a lot of thought behind getting it back. The charity I'm auctioning it for is Team Verico, also set up in the wake of the loss of another tragic mum, very, very similar to me.
Are you surprised at how high the bidding has gone? It's in the hundreds now.
When it's hit the 300s, I was amazed.
You've got it there with you, haven't
you? I do, yes. In all its glory, its lovely, plasticky, clunky glory. It has lots and lots of zips.
Well, it might be ugly, but on eBay right now, people are bidding up to £340 for this bag. Pretty impressive, considering it was first listed at £3.50 for a leaky church roof. So where will this journey end?
A lot of actresses would be very interested in helping and supporting a cause like this.
Kerry Nixon is a red carpet stylist and designer. I asked her if the ugly yellow handbag could one day become a fashion icon.
There's always stories behind brands. If you look at Coco Chanel, you're actually buying into her. And I think the beauty of this project is that you're actually buying into the story, the wonderful thing that's happened with all these people bidding for it for different charitable causes. I think it's a really lovely story.